Georgia, Georgia, the whole day. Good Thursday afternoon. This is Rich. Welcome to Kicking Up Dust. I am in Georgia this afternoon and just taking a look at the markets. And we've got a lot of red on the screen here again today. The exception is the cotton market and the cattle market, both showing some green across the board. The stock market much firmer this morning after yesterday's selling. So, but the grains continue to get hammered. Corn, beans, wheat. We saw pretty lackluster export sales numbers out this morning. You know, we're still staring down a very, very historically wide basis situation in Brazil right now for beans and potentially for corn down the road. And so that may be part of the reason we're seeing some selling there. And funds continuing to liquidate in some of these markets. And, you know, we look at the charts this afternoon, May corn, even though it's been hammered over the last several sessions, we're still 20 cents above the low from back in March, so that market has not reached a low yet. December corn, however, has traded to its lowest level in well over a year. The soybean market, November beans, still trading tonight about a dime or 8 cents above the contract low. This May soybean contract still trading, about 20 cents above its low from last month. So, you know, despite what seems to be pretty messy, we're still not quite at new lows except for the December corn contract. So let me give you the rundown this afternoon. May corn down 14.5 cents at 627. July corn was down 19.5 at 581.5. And December corn, new low, down 12.75 at 530.75. The May soybeans down 9.25 at 14.26¾. July beans down 11 at 14.03¾. January soybeans down 10¾ at 12.63¼. The July Chicago wheat down 12¾ at 6.29¼. Kansas City July wheat down 18 cents at 7.65¼. The Minneapolis market continues to get hammered following the Stats Canada acreage report yesterday. The May wheat down 39 cents at 7.69. September wheat down 24 cents at 7.90¼. May cotton up 2.12 cents at 78.63. December cotton up 1.46 cents at 80.62. May rice down 7 points at 16.86. The August live cattle up 45 cents at 163.85. August feeders up 62 cents at 231.57. August hogs up 12.5 cents at 93.47. The dollar index was just a fraction higher. Crude oil up 56 cents a barrel at 76.86. Gold up a dollar at 2016 an ounce. The Dow up 460 points at 33,885. One other thing I would mention, weather, probably a bearish factor for the market today as well. We did see some rain cover parts of southwest Kansas, far southeastern Colorado, Oklahoma, Texas, some of the very, very driest areas did get some precipitation. So that was a net positive there, or negative for the market. And if you look at the forecast, Empire Weather's putting out some stuff this afternoon calling for the first second, third weeks of May to be above normal on temperatures for quite a bit of the country, especially the area that's been cool, upper Midwest in particular. So even though we're off to a slower start up there getting planning done, it looks like they're going to have some catch-up time here in early May. So all things considered, there's just not any bullish story in the market at the moment. And, you know, we're just seeing net liquidation from the funds and anything that they're long right now in the ag markets, we're just seeing them bail on. So, you know, it really does point out the value of crop insurance at the moment, revenue insurance, especially at the higher levels, the ECO, the margin protection insurance policy, the STAX policy, you know, any of these policies that provided 90 to 95% triggers. A lot of those would be in the market right now or be in the money if you have an average yield in your county or on your farm or whatever the case is for the policies. So we don't know what's going to happen between now and the end of the year, but we do know that with the markets down severely right now, you know, many of these markets down 10% now from where their base price started out at, you know, you're looking at potential indemnity payments. So I like to talk about those policies kind of acting like a put option. And at the moment, that's what they're doing. So if you didn't get enough sold on the rally, at least you've got some downside price protection here if this market keeps going lower. I don't know too many of us that want to jump out and start selling today after this markets have sold off. You look at the relative strength index on December corn at 28 right now. Stochastics at 7 and 18. It's very, very oversold. Same with November beans. You look at November 23 beans, the RSI below 30. Stochastics, single digits on the front end. So very, very oversold. These are not markets you want to be jumping into. The only way you would possibly do that is if you wanted to buy options. But again, you've kind of already got an option bought in some of these higher level insurance coverages. So at the moment, let's see what happens here. Let's go day by day. They say it's darkest before the dawn. Maybe we'll get some positive news, or if nothing else, maybe we'll just run out of sellers here at some point and start to see a little bit of a bounce. And when that happens, I think we need to be ready to start making some sales. We are getting in, and we're going to flip the calendar into the month of May here next week. And, May, June, July, those are the times of the year where we typically get our better marketing opportunities. So, certainly that's part of the reason you buy a policy, to guarantee bushels and take advantage of it when we get a chance to sell. So we're going to be looking at that here as we move forward. So don't have much else to report today. No big reports tomorrow. We will get a commitment of traders report after the close tomorrow afternoon. Tell us where the funds positions were through the middle of the week. So we know that they've been net sellers since then, but we'll at least get to look at those numbers. And then we'll see what weather does over the weekend and get the updated crop progress numbers on Monday. So hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for listening to Kicking Up Dust.